Well, Cloquet High School recently staged an interesting event. Local schools and regional Towards Zero Deaths partners are trying to encourage high school kids to put down the phone. Of course, many of the ways that we used to drive back in the day, now we know are unsafe. But one of the things we didn't have to contend with were phones in the car, for the most part. And it's turning out that that kind of distracted driving is really dangerous. Christian Loeb is one of the high school students who was involved in the event, and he joins us this morning on the phone. Hey, Christian. Hi there.
Hey,
nice
how
to,
are you?
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. So describe this mock crash event. It took place at the end of April. Where was it held?
It was held right outside the high school on one of the back roads.
And what did the scene look like? You know, they kind of try to make these things look pretty realistic. Can you describe it for people?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So at first there was just two pre-wrecked cars out on the road, and we had a pre-recorded tape talking about the incident, and then fire trucks, ambulances, and I think three cop cars showed up, and they took over.
And then were there actors or people portraying the crash victims and stuff?
Yeah, I was one of them, and I had three other peers with me. I was one of the critically injured one that got put in the hospital. There's another critically injured person, one dead person, one that got arrested, and just a walking injured one.
Now, did they swap cars and show you and have the like the post accident cars? Because sometimes you don't realize how slowly you can be going and yet how completely totaled a vehicle can be.
They didn't do that, but they talked about it later inside about it could even be 10 miles an hour and you could have a serious injury to yourself.
Boy, no kidding. So how many people do you suppose, how many students got to take part in this as, you know, actors or performers?
Only a few of us did. I think about 12 of us did. Four of us were actors and the rest were helpers. But it was a great group of kids and I couldn't have asked for anyone else.
Well, not only that, then everybody got to see this event and they got to imagine what it would be like if people they knew were involved in something like this. So do you think it was more effective than maybe keeping everybody in a classroom and showing them a video?
Oh, for sure. For me, visuals are way more powerful. And to have people see me all bloodied up and like fake bones coming out of me and others that they knew, it'd be a lot more impactful. And that's what we were going for, to more or less scare the people, but also inform them about the dangers of it.
So I'm sure folks were talking to you for the rest of the school day and probably the rest of the school week about that. What were they saying?
They're just saying how real the injuries looked and how serious the situation seemed, because the firefighters had to come and take off a car roof and they had the jaws of life. And it was really not normal to see that sort of thing on a regular day.
Right. Now, one of the things that is hard for anybody, but especially when you're in high school, is standing up to your friends or speaking out to your friends and disagreeing with something when everybody else seems to think it's a good idea. After seeing or taking part in this, do you think it's going to be easier for the people that you know to say, hey, put the phone away?
I think it would be. For me, since I was one of the people in the car, it's been a huge impact on me, and I haven't been answering my phone when I'm at the wheel, and I come back to it when I'm parked and people don't even seem to notice. So if they don't notice anything, then what will stop you from just going on your phone, because they don't see it?
Is it easier, do you think, to kind of, my daughter started doing something that I thought was really smart, because I realized that even though I'm old and ancient, I still grab the phone. Can you teach yourself some tricks like throwing it in the glove box or throwing it in the back seat so that you just can't get at the darn thing?
Mm-hmm. We had the speaker come in. He said it'd be a great idea just to turn it off because it just takes out the whole sound thing or vibration. You don't even think about it. You're just driving. What I do, I throw into the seat next to me and face down so I can't even see if it lights up, and I never have the sound on anyways. Or, throwing in the glove box would work too, just out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly. There's definitely a new technology, and the funny thing about this technology is it isn't just young people that have to worry about their behavior in the car with a phone. It's everybody. Christian, thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us this morning.
No, thank you. It's been great.
Christian Loeb, our guest this morning here on Northland Morning. He took part in an event called Speak Up, Put the Phone Down, being held by local schools and regional Toward Zero Deaths partners to encourage high school kids to practice safe driving habits and try to cut down on distracted driving.